Google censors the Congressional Record. By Alim Bokhari on February 4, 2020. Google-owned video giant YouTube blacklisted a Breitbart News video of a recent speech on the Senate floor by Senator Rand Paul, RKY, in which Paul names the alleged whistleblower as Eric Chironella. The video included the senator's arguments surrounding the impeachment trial, meaning that YouTube is now censoring the congressional and historical record of impeachment. After Breitbart News uploaded the video to its official channel, YouTube promptly locked the video in private mode, meaning that only a maximum of 50 viewers invited to see the video may watch it. It is therefore inaccessible to the general public. I don't care whether it's Republican or Democrat. We cannot allow the intelligence community, secret courts like the FISA court, to go after political campaigns, said Senator Paul, in the speech. You've got Peter Strzok and Lisa Page talking about taking down the president, having an insurance policy against him succeeding and becoming the president. You've got McCabe, you've got Comey, you've got Clapper. You remember James Clapper, the one who came to the Senate and when asked by Senator Wyden, are you storing? Are you gathering information from Americans by the millions and storing it on government computers? James Clapper said no. He lied to Congress. Nobody chose to impeach him. But he lied to Congress and committed a felony. Is he in jail? No, he's making millions of dollars as a contributor on television now, using and peddling his national security influence for dollars, after having committed a felony and lying to us. These are the people who plotted to bring the president down. These are the people who continue to plot to bring the president down. Later in his speech, Senator Paul repeated the question that he was forbidden from putting to Democrats during official impeachment proceedings. Manager Schiff and counsel for the president, are you aware that House Intelligence Committee staffer Sean Misko had a close relationship with Eric Chironella when at the National Security Council together? And are you aware and how do you respond to reports that Chironella and Misko may have worked together to plot impeaching the president before there were formal House proceedings? Despite the fact that numerous national-level politicians, journalists, and media personalities have identified Eric Chironella as the alleged whistleblower, Silicon Valley companies have refused to relax their censorship of his name. Facebook previously said it would lift the ban if enough public figures named the alleged whistleblower, but it has not done so. Twitter does not have an official policy banning the naming of Chironella as the alleged whistleblower, but it has mistakenly taken down accounts for mentioning his name. Are you an insider at Google, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alim Bokhari at his secure email address alimbokhari@protonmail.com. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.